Today we're building a Raga Jungle edit in Ableton Live 12, and this is the kind of drum work that can completely change the energy of a DNB track. The big idea here is simple, but powerful. We're not just making the break louder, we're making it feel alive, urgent, and controlled at the same time. That means strong drum energy, smart saturation, and an arrangement that actually breathes. If you get those three things right, the section can hit like a switchblade instead of sounding like a messy loop. First, pick a break with real character. Think Amen. Think Apache. Something with swing, attitude, and a bit of history baked in. Drop it into an audio track. Turn warp on if needed, and use a drum-friendly warp mode. Beats mode is usually the cleanest choice if you want to preserve transient punch. If the source is more tonal or you need more stretch flexibility, then Complex Pro can make sense. But for raw drum editing, keep it focused and punchy. Set the tempo around 170 to 174 BPM. Around 172 is a really solid center point for this kind of modern Raga Jungle and DNB hybrid feel. Now, before you start getting fancy, make two versions of the break. One clean version, one destroyed version. That clean one is your timing reference. The other one is your creative playground. That little move saves a lot of time later, because you always have a version you can fall back on if the groove gets too chaotic. Now, slice the break into MIDI, or manually chop it if you want very precise control. And here's a really important coaching note. Treat the break like a lead instrument, not just percussion. Every edit should have a reason. Is it pushing, pulling, answering, resetting the phrase? If you think like that, the break starts feeling intentional instead of random. Before the arrangement, build a two-bar root loop. Keep it simple. Strong kick placement. Snare on the main backbeats. One ghost note before a snare if the phrase needs it. Maybe one extra syncopated hit in bar 2. Don't overread it at this stage. You want something that already feels like a record before you start doing surgical work. A really good advanced workflow here is a two-pass approach. First, lock the strong backbeats. Get the big anchors in place. Then go back and place the smaller slices around them by feel. That keeps the groove grounded while still sounding hand-edited and human. Jungle lives in those tiny timing differences, so don't grid everything into submission. Once the root loop is working, reinforce it. Add a short, punchy kick layer underneath. Add a snare or a rimshot layer with a clean attack. These layers are not there to replace the break. They're there to help it translate on modern systems. Think support, not replacement. On the kick layer, use EQ8 to keep it out of the subs way if needed. You might low pass or trim the low end depending on sample. Then add a bit of saturator, maybe 2 to 5 dB of drive, just enough to thicken it. Drum bus is also great here. A little drive, a bit of transient shaping, and keep boom low unless the sample really needs it. For the snare layer, high pass it so it stays out of the low end conflict. Give it a little body around the low mids if needed, and a little brightness around the top for snap. The key is subtlety. If the added layers are too obvious, they can flatten the personality of the break. The original break should still be doing the interesting movement. Now let's talk saturation, because this is where the sound gets that rough. Control density. Route your drums into a group, then process the drum group in stages rather than smashing it all at once. A solid chain is glue compressor, then drum bus, then saturator, then EQ8. Start gently with glue compressor. Just a little gain reduction, maybe 1 to 2 dB max. Use a moderate attack so you keep the transients. Then drum bus for drive and transient shape. Then saturator with soft clip-on for a bit more edge. Finally EQ8 if you need to trim any harshness in the upper mids. The goal is cumulative saturation. We want the drums to feel denser, meaner, and more present, but not fuzzy for no reason. If the hats start getting brittle or the snare turns papery, back off. And if the main chain starts feeling too aggressive, use a parallel crush return instead. That's often the smarter move in darker DNB. A parallel drum crush return is one of those secret weapons that can really make the section feel expensive. Put saturator, compressor, and EQ8 on a return track. Band limit it so it lives in the useful mid-range, and blend it quietly under the main drums. You should feel it more than hear it. That extra grime underneath can make the break feel subterranean without destroying the transient detail. Now we get into the jungle DNA. Ghost notes, micro edits, and swing. This is where the break starts breathing. Add pre-snare ghost hits. Add tiny kick pickups before phrase changes. Chop in a few hat fragments that answer the snare. Maybe a little tail hit here and there to fill a gap. Use the groove pool if you want the break to feel more played. A little swing goes a long way. Something in the mid-50s% range can be enough to give it that human push-pull. Keep random low, just enough to keep it from sounding robotic. You want movement, not sloppiness. And here's a great teacher trick. Zoom in, color code your clips, and make the main hits, ghost notes, and transition throws visually distinct. When the edit gets dense, that kind of organization speeds everything up. You make better decisions when you can actually see the hierarchy. Now let's bring the bass into the conversation, because in Ragga Jungle and D&D, the bass should answer the drums, not smother them. Keep the bass short and rhythmic. Think sub plus a little Reese movement, or a mid-bass stab pattern that leaves space around the snare. Use operator for a clean sub, and maybe wavy-table or analog for a Reese layer. Keep the sub centered and mono. If the Reese has width, make sure anything below about 120Hz stays mono. Utility is your friend here. Dark D&B loses authority fast when the low end gets wide and vague. The phrasing should feel like call and response. Let the bass hit after the snare, or leave gaps where the drum fill needs to speak. One of the most effective tricks is simply creating space before major snare accents. If the bass drops out for a beat, the snare lands harder than if it's competing with low-end energy the whole time. Now we move from looping to arrangement, and this is where the section becomes a real track component instead of just a cool groove. Don't keep the 2-bar idea running forever. Shape it into 8-bar and 16-bar phrases. A strong structure might be a filtered intro, then a fuller break entry, then the first heavy section, then a switch up, then a return with more intensity, then a breakdown or tension passage, and finally a last drop or extended edit. That kind of phrase logic makes the track easy to mix and easy to follow. For arrangement moves, automate a low-pass filter in the intro, mute the bass at the start of a section, add a 1-beat or 2-beat stop before a new phrase, or use reversed slices and cymbal tails to connect the sections. In D&B, clear phrase structure matters. The rhythm can be wild, but the roadmap should still make sense. A really important habit: don't make every 8-bar block equally busy. Let the first part of a phrase breathe, then increase density as it approaches the changeover. That contrast is what makes the heavy bars feel heavy. If everything is max energy all the time, nothing feels like impact. Now automate saturation and filters for movement. This is where the edit stops sounding looped and starts sounding produced. Increase drum bus drive a little in the last 2 bars before a drop. Open a filter across a few bars. Add a short reverb throw only on the last snare or fill. You can even slightly lower clip gain in the transition so the next hit feels bigger by comparison. And if you want a more surgical workflow, use clip envelopes for hit-by-hit automation on the break. That's often faster than drawing track automation when you're doing detailed drum surgery. It keeps the edits locked to the clip itself, which is perfect for this style. Once the groove is working, resample it. Seriously, commit the sound. Resampling is a very D&B move. It bakes in the saturation, the glue, the character, and it lets you re-chop your own processed drums like a fresh break. That's where things start sounding expensive. After resampling, slice the audio again. Grab the nastiest hits and use them as fills or transition accents. Reverse a tiny snippet, stutter a fragment, turn 1 bar into a new fill. If the resampled version feels too dense, just keep the strongest transients and respace them. Sometimes the best edit is not more notes, but better spacing. If a section feels flat, don't automatically add more. Often the fix is removing one hit right before a phrase change so the next hit lands harder. That little bit of emptiness can create way more impact than another fill ever would. Also, check the edit at very low monitor volume. This is a really underrated test. If the groove still reads quietly, the transient hierarchy and phrasing are probably strong. If it only works when it's loud, the arrangement may be doing too much work. A few common mistakes to watch out for: don't oversaturate the whole drum group, don't let the bass fight the break, don't quantize every tiny detail into stiffness, and don't make every bar equally busy. Also, keep the low end mono and controlled. If the kick layer adds mud, high pass it more aggressively and let the bass own the actual sub. For darker, heavier D&D, a few extra tricks can really help. Try a parallel saturation return with band-limited crunch. Use a tiny rimshot or metallic hit layered with a snare at phrase endings. Keep reverb mostly for fills, not the whole loop. And if the break starts sounding too polite, resample it after saturation and re-edit the transients. Committing audio often gives you a nastier result than endless plug-in tweaking. Here's the big takeaway: a Ragga Jungle edit works when the break feels alive, the saturation feels controlled, and the arrangement gives each hit a reason to exist. You're not just programming drums. You're building a conversation between the break, the bass, and spaces in between. So as you work, keep asking yourself, does this hit push, pull, answer, or reset the phrase? If it doesn't do one of those things, it probably doesn't need to be there. That's the mindset. Build the two-bar loop, reinforce it, saturate it in stages, give it swing and voice note detail, then arrange it in clear phrases and resample once the energy is right. Do that, and your ragged jungle edit will hit with real movement, attitude, and system-ready weight.